This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All righty, it's Tuesday. If you're just joining us, a couple of big news items over the evening. An F-16... flown by the Turkish Air Force, takes out a Russian jet near the border of Syria and Turkey. The Russian Su-24 shot down after the Turks said it violated their airspace. The Russians denying that. Both pilots did get out in one piece, but there you go. American F-16 takes out the brand-new Su-24. Welcome to the party, Vladimir. At any rate, I don't think it's going to cause World War III, but this is the kind of nonsense and the kind of collision course you put yourself on when you don't have foreign policy, because there's no American leadership in the region, so therefore the Russians come in and freelance, the French come in and do their thing, and all sorts of other folks come in, the Jordanians and others come in and start flying jets around, and the Turks are like, you cannot be in our airspace. They said they warned the Russians several times, and so the Russian Su-24 gets shot down. Apparently the pilots end up in Syria, surrounded by rebels. We don't know what will become of the pilots, but I would just say it'd probably be a really good idea for the rebels to turn them back to the Russians. Otherwise, Vladimir will be start making, you know, longer runs with bigger planes with more bombs. Just my guess, which he's probably going to do anyway.
Yeah, but Vladimir is not there necessarily for the rebels, although he is helping Assad. He's there mostly for ISIS, which is not the rebels. We got to keep that straight.
Well, I understand that. I mean, it gets confusing, but you know,
extremely.
It's not confusing to me. Level it all and sort it out later. Meanwhile, and this is important, the Americans have been told to be careful about your travel plans. You know, you need to be careful about your travel plans because, well, you are a target, which is no surprise. You are a target of terrorists all over the world now. So keep that in mind. It doesn't matter where, and that's including here at home too. It's not just a travel advisory for you going overseas. It's a travel advisory for those of us living right here at home to be vigilant about what we're seeing, whether it's at a shopping mall or a school. There's a clear ominous warning to Americans everywhere. Here's part of what it says. This is from the State Department. A statement issued yesterday. Current information suggests that ISIL, a.k.a. Daesh, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, and other terrorist groups continue to plan terrorist attacks in multiple regions. These attacks may employ a wide variety of tactics using conventional and non-conventional weapons and targeting both official and private interests. Authorities believe the likelihood of terror attacks will continue as members of ISIL-Daesh return from Syria and Iraq. Additionally, there is a continuing threat from unaffiliated persons planning attacks inspired by major terrorist organizations but conducted on an individual basis. Extremists have targeted large sporting events, theaters, open markets, and aviation services. Now, in the past year, there have been multiple attacks in France, Nigeria, Denmark, Turkey, and Mali. ISIL-Daesh has claim responsibility for the bombing of a Russian airliner as well. That, of course, happened over the Sinai in Egypt 2 or 3 weeks ago now. The department says all U.S. citizens should remain vigilant when in public places or using transportation. And the key here is it doesn't say when abroad. It says anywhere. So if you go out grocery shopping today, pay attention. If you go out to the mall today, pay attention.
What's the biggest shopping day of the year? Black Friday. Do we talk about it in our media continuously
this
time of year?
Yes.
What do you think they're going to, the Mall of America and every other major mall within the United States
becomes a target. Because it's a soft target.
It's an easy target.
By the time they're neutralized, they can still inflict tremendous damage, and they don't care. They don't care if they die in their attack. That's the difference. They're not a traditional military person. They don't care if they die in pursuit of glory in God's name or whatever it is.
You drive a pickup truck through the front doors of a major mall.
Loaded with bombs.
Loaded with explosives, fertilizer, diesel fuel, etc., kerosene.
Yep.
And touch it off.
And here's the end result of 6.5 years, 7 years now, almost, of the leadership of Barack Obama. This is the sum total. The department says all U.S. citizens should remain vigilant. Now, I mentioned this earlier today, and I'm going to mention it again now. Ronald Reagan famously asked Jimmy Carter in the fall of 1980, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? That one question during a presidential debate shortly before the election of November 1980 propelled Ronald Reagan to the White House. The question should be modified this time around, I believe. Are you safer today than you were 4 years ago? Are you safer today than you were 4 years ago? And I think the answer is a resounding no. As this president continues to refuse to call Islamic terrorism for what it is, Islamic terrorism. As Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders tell us nonsense like global warming is the biggest threat that we face today. Because ISIS, ISIL, Daesh, as you know, Shane, they're clearly concerned. They're probably home putting together their global climate change plan right now because, you know, they're probably very concerned that the oceans could rise an inch in the next century. That's clearly number one on their mind. And that, of course, right after they blow themselves up and kill a bunch of innocent French citizens.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's right on their, it's their priority.
Well, climate change is, well, been debunked.
Foolish.
It's been debunked over and over, and now that, and they use that to divert from the fact that they did not address the ISIS issue.
Well, yesterday I had two people that I quoted on the program, one from MIT and one from Princeton, both climate scientists who say that it's way overstated, way overblown. Of course, they're probably being considered dolts today, the same way Ben Carson, you know, the greatest pediatric neurosurgeon probably in history, is dismissed as an idiot by the left. People from MIT, well, you know, clearly Ben Carson's a moron, right? You know, most gifted surgeon, you know, most gifted doctor, because he can remember words as long as your leg and tell you what they mean. And yet the left will dismiss him as some sort of, you know, idiot, moron, knuckle dragger.
Now, we're talking about journalists, media, who most of them couldn't spell anything. I mean,
so couldn't spell half the words that Ben Carson can pronounce. That's true,
right? And uses on a daily basis.
Yeah, with accuracy and regularity. Correct. So there you have it. Anyhow, so you need to ask yourself: are you safer today than you were 4 years ago? That's not. And why on earth would now be the time that those on the left think, well, now is a good time to disarm? Are you out of your minds? Yeah, terrorists could show up at the mall, says the State Department. Terrorists could show up. Well, pretty much anywhere. And meanwhile, those on the left still think that this is the time to disarm America. I'm sorry. They have a terrible, terrible, overwhelming case of cranial rectal inversion that we have need to look into. Anyhow, the hotline number, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. The hotline, if you'd like to join the conversation this Tuesday on the Steve Gruber Show.